Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. My mission in life is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness.
Today, we're talking about altitude adjustments on sales calls. Are you stuck in the weeds, or are you too lofty to understand the detail? If so, then you need an altitude adjustment. Think back to your last several sales calls. Did you get stuck in the weeds on one particular area? Did you only discuss big picture topics and never get down into the details of actually doing any of them? Did you go into the call with a plan to sell but got ambushed by a product or service complaint? Did you disregard your customer's questions or complaints in order to stick to your agenda topic? Well, if you're like me and many of the salespeople that I coach, it happens. We may not intend for it to happen, but it happens. When a customer is upset, as in a customer complaint, we become so accommodating that we let the topic consume the entire sales call. Stuck in the weeds, we never get to our other topic. On the other hand, I see salespeople that get hit with an objection, but never come down from the big picture and deal with it. Their product might not have a feature or benefit the customer wants. Their delivery locations and times are not a fit. Credit terms or technical support might be a problem. Instead of digging into the objection, they just blow past it and continue to promote other features and benefits, never addressing the objection. And this is especially a problem when there is multiple customers on a sales call. Every additional person changes the dynamics of the sales call. Heck, I've had Grandpa derail a discussion on a grain marketing call as he kept bringing up historical references that had nothing to do with the topic that day. I've had two buyers for an ag retailer get into an argument with each other right in the middle of my presentation on how we were going to service their store. In past blogs, I wrote about my second worst day of selling feed and my third worst day of selling feed. These were major customer service issues that required the sales team to be down into the weeds dealing with the crisis. We really couldn't focus on anything else until this situation was over. You can't sell feed when your trucks or your plant can't make it and deliver it. Here are some things to think about. The parking lot. I love the parking lot concept. Many years ago, a very adept sales trainer was presenting, and several of us kept straying off topic as we usually did. Our issues were legitimate, but our instructor wanted to get through the main points of the training material before time ran out. So she posted a flip chart on the wall and wrote parking lot at the top. Anytime one of us strayed, she would put it in the parking lot. And this eased our mind to know that we would eventually go back and address our issues. And I think you can do the same thing with your customers. If they're trying to drag you down in the weeds, you can ask them to politely, let's talk about that. Now, you might not want to tell them it's a parking lot, but you might ask them, let's come back to that issue. I've got it here in my notes. We'll come back to it. Second thing to think about is mapping your sales call during your pre-call plan. This is critical, but it's so hard for salespeople to do because we love to wing it. The problem with winging it is it's just like a bird that is soaring. The wind will take you in any direction it blows. However, by mapping your call, it allows you to plan those areas where you want to dig into the weeds and those areas where you need to pull back and discuss the big picture. Third thing to think about, vary and adjust your altitude. Too much of either will reduce your effectiveness. Here's the deal. I like to watch late night hosts for a lesson in altitude. The greats are gone, Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, David Letterman, but we now have Jimmy and Jimmy. Watch how they conduct their interviews with their guests. They are skilled at asking about a big picture topic, and then they get down into the weeds by digging into the details. If the detailed discussion isn't funny, which is their objective, then they pull back and they ask another big picture question. They move on. But they don't stay mired down in the weeds with an unfunny topic. Fourth thing to think about is the big picture sets the course. This is where you get approval from your customer to dig into the weeds. This is where you determine if the customer wants to go down that path that you want to go down. On a coaching ride along, the salesperson I was with was making a second call on a producer to sell him a new line of seed. The salesperson had called on this producer several weeks earlier for the first time. He did a good job of digging in and convincing the producer he should try his seed. The producer asked the salesperson to quote some prices and he would consider, which the salesperson did. Calling back, the salesperson asked for an appointment to line up some seed varieties, and the producer agreed, which is the sales call that we run. However, we started the sales call way down in the weeds. The salesperson began by pulling out the variety book, which he had seed selections already circled and written out and ready to go. Initially, the producer didn't talk much. About 15 minutes into the salesperson's presentation, the producer finally stopped him. He informed us that he was not going to change. Start with the big picture to gain approval to get into the weeds. Had we started there, we would have been able to address this producer's problem and saved us 15 minutes. The last thing to think about when you're out here adjusting your altitude is that the devil is in the details, and so is the solution and the sale. You either have to know the details or know someone who knows the details. Many salespeople get confronted with trucking or accounting issues on a sales call and don't know enough about their own company to solve the issue. While it's okay if you don't know every aspect of trucking, production, and accounting, you do need to know just enough. If you get multiple complaints on one particular area, then get good at helping customers understand that area. One company I know had the world's worst invoicing system. You had to be a CPA to figure out what the customer was being charged for and what they owed. How often do customers complain about invoicing and statements, I asked. Constantly, was the sales team's reply. After a day of riding around with several salespeople, I asked the accounting manager, ever consider changing the invoicing system to something a little more user-friendly? No, that would be too big of a project, Greg, was the reply. Okay, I said. Next Tuesday, we're going to have the entire sales team in here for about 2 hours. I'd like for you and your department to hold a training session with the team on how to read an invoice. Could you also provide a little cheat sheet of terminology and cutoff times and all the little parameters that go into this so they can use this when they're out there with customers? And we did. It wasn't a great solution, but it did speed up the discussions on sales calls, as the salesperson could now handle most accounting questions right there when the customer asked. Sorry, one final area that I think is critical is DISC style. If you're not familiar with DISC, you should be. So get smart on it, and this section will make more sense. You need to consider both your DISC style and your customer's DISC style. In general, the two polar opposites on big picture versus details are the I, influencer, and the C, conscientious. Now, the I influencer loves big picture and assumes someone else will take care of all the details. Now, the C loves details, how it's broke, how it's being fixed, who is doing the fixing, and how will we prevent it in the future. An important step is to determine where you and your customer are in these areas so you stay on track and come up with realistic solutions. So take a few minutes and think through your last few sales calls to determine where you hang out on your calls. If it's too far into the weeds or too lofty in the big picture, you might need an altitude adjustment.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to being the best ag sales professional you can be. If you ever have topics you'd like to hear about, or if you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please reach out. We're always looking for new ideas and new guests. And as always, you can access more blog articles and training opportunities on my website at gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.